You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com.
Have you ever felt like no matter how much you make, life keeps getting more expensive? Like every time you think you're getting ahead, boom, prices goes up, bills piles up, and suddenly you're back at square one. Why does this keep happening? Because wealth isn't a luxury anymore. It's a necessity. And if you don't believe me, just keep living. Now in this video, I'm gonna break down the four immutable principles of wealth creation. Laws that work in any economy, any market, no matter what's happening.
I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
Over the last 6 years, we've gone from zero to over $300 million in multifamily real estate, acquiring thousands of doors, exited in millions, 45.2 million to be precise. And here's what we figured out. If you learn how to apply just one of these four principles to your finances, it becomes really, really hard now to create wealth. Principle number one, the inevitable cycle. My mentor once said, all principles are microcosms of each other. What does that mean? It means if something is true in one arena of life, it's true in another. And one of the most powerful truth about wealth building is everything moves in cycles. Just like farming has winter, spring, summer, and fall, each with its own distinct role, multifamily investing follows the same seasonal laws. Winter, the season of hardship. This is when the economy tightens, recession hits, interest rate spikes, investors panic. Most people quit. But let me tell you something, winners don't quit in the winter. Winter is where the real money is made because when things get tough, when the masses freeze in fear, that's when opportunity shows up. This is a season where winners are separated from the losers. Losers hoard cash, wait for the storm to pass. Winners keep planting, keep learning, keep moving, and come out stronger on the other side. Are you tracking with me? Because in this season, the investors who see beyond the panic, who study the market, who are ready to strike, they're the ones who will find the biggest opportunities. Lesson from Sam Sale, how he made his first billion. Let me tell you a story. One of the greatest real estate mogul of all time, Sam Sale, understood the inevitable cycle better than almost anyone. In the 1980s, interest rates hit 15 to 20%. Most investors ran for the hills. They panicked, they froze, they quit. But not Sam Sale. He locked in long-term loans at just 6%. Then something wild happened. Inflation skyrocketed. And guess what? The real value of his debt shrank while rents exploded. He let inflation pay off his mortgages. And that's how he made his first $1 billion. What's after winter? Spring. Spring's a season of hopefulness. As the economy stabilizes, investors who prepare during winter start buying distressed properties, lock in deals, and plant the seed for future wealth. But here's what most people miss. Spring is about execution. You can't just plant in spring. You have to take action. This is time to start renovations, secure long-term financing, and optimize operations so that your assets are primed for growth. And if you do that, this is where the real money starts compounding. The power move, Blackstone's billion-dollar playbook. In 2025, Blackstone Group, one of the world's largest real estate owners, just raised $8 billion in a property debt fund. Why? Because they understand the cycle. They see what's coming. They know the biggest opportunities are about to show up and they're getting ready to strike. The Kitty Sisters' next move, private credit. And guess what? We're stepping into the game too. Just like Blackstone, we're preparing for the next great investment opportunity. And that's why we're launching our own debt fund. Here's the key. You have to do the right thing in the right season if you want to win. Because if you're doing the right thing in the wrong season, you won't win. So that's the spring season of hopefulness. Next is summer. Summer, the season of harvest preparation. You have acquired the property and now it's time to optimize, renovate, and lease up, manage efficiently. This is where patience and precision matters. Summer is about scaling selling wisely, adding value. Many investors, they get lazy in the summer because the market seems strong. But the smart one knows this is the moment to solidify cash flow, build reserves, and prepare for the next cycle. And this is where operational excellence makes all the difference. Summer is when you separate the amateurs from the professionals. You see, in summer, everyone's excited. New investors flood the market, some with blissful ignorance, some with willful ignorance. Neither are great because many think this is HGTV style investing. They believe that they can buy a property, hand over the keys to the property management team, sit back and watch the rent grow. But that's not what's happening in today's market. You have to pay attention to the fine details. You have to stay on top of the execution because if operational team fails, everything you build in the winter and spring will collapse in the summer. For us, the Kitty Sisters, summer means multiple meetings with property management companies, articulating our strategy for the year ahead, deep budget reviews, analyzing expense items, and identify areas to optimize, finding income potential, mapping a strategic place to increase cash flow and maximize growth. Because summer isn't just about enjoying the fruits of your labor. It's about making sure your foundation is strong enough to sustain long-term wealth. Fall, the season of harvest, the market's on fire, right? And while everyone else is just getting back in, you're already cashing in on the deals you secured in the winter and spring. The key here, knowing when to exit and when to hold. Sell assets at their peak value, reinvest profits into more opportunities, and repeat the cycle. And here's a mistake most people make. They only invest in the summer and fall. If you only plant in the summer, you'll have nothing to harvest in the fall. Wealth is created in the winter. It just becomes visible in the fall. How we applied this cycle to win big during the heart of the COVID pandemic, we purchased a 100-unit multifamily apartment in Fort Worth, Texas. It was winter. The economy was uncertain. Eviction moratoriums were everywhere. People weren't working. Investors were fearful, but we saw what was coming. We didn't freeze. We executed. And because we took actions when others hesitated, we exited in just 20 months with 150% return. Principle number two, the direction of a dollar. Want to make money in multifamily? Follow the people. This isn't about guesswork. It's about market intelligence. It's about knowing where to invest before the rest of the world catches on. And that's where our market selection black book comes in. So you're never left wondering where to put your money. Follow the money, follow the people. Let's talk facts. Over the last decade, millions of Americans packed up their bags and moved to the Sun Belt. Texas, Florida, Arizona, and the Carolinas. And guess what? Rent exploded. 20% plus annual increases in places like Phoenix, Miami, and Austin. Investors who bought early in those markets made a fortune. Why? Because people follow jobs, and jobs follow opportunity. And that's the direction of the dollar. The key to real estate wealth? Pay attention to migration trends. Are people moving in? Are people moving out? Are companies relocating to that city or leaving? Is the local economy expanding or shrinking? If you can answer those questions, you'll know where the next big real estate booms will happen before they happen. Because money doesn't move randomly. It follows opportunity. And if you're smart, so will you. But here's the thing. It's not just about where the money moves. It's about how it moves. Because the wealthy don't just follow the money. They control how it flows. And that's exactly what we're going to break down in principle number three, the illusion of uncertainty. A lot of people fear recessions. They see headlines. They panic. They sit on the sidelines. But here's the truth. Recessions aren't disruptions. They're part of the cycle. And the investors who understand the cycle, they don't run from recessions. They capitalize on them. History doesn't lie. The patterns are clear. Let's take a history lesson because patterns don't lie. 2020 recession, multifamily rents dipped 6.7%, but bounced back within 3 years faster than office or retail. 2008 Great Recession, the multifamily values dropped less than 8%, while office and retail properties fell 15 to 20%. Why? Because when people lost their homes, they still needed a place to live, and that means renting. 2020 pandemic crash, office buildings emptied, retail stores shut down, but apartments stayed occupied. Why? Because housing a fundamental need. Why wealthy real estate investors love multifamily. Recessions don't destroy multifamily. They reinforce why it's one of the most recession resilient asset class on the planet. People can delay shopping, maybe sometimes. They can cut back travel. They can cancel their gym memberships, but they can't cancel having a place to live. That's why the wealthiest investors pour their money into multifamily, because no matter what happens to the economy, people still need a roof over their heads. Principle number four, the hidden gift of expensive money. Most investors see rising interest rates as a problem, but wealthy investors, they see it as an opportunity. Here's the secret. When rates go up, it's harder to buy homes, which is the case right now, which means more people stay renters. The demand for apartment goes up, keeping rent strong. Meanwhile, the investors who locked in low fixed rate debt before rates surged, they're laughing all the way to the bank. Let me tell you a story. back in the early 1990s, the real estate market was in chaos. Savings and loan crisis had wiped out developers. Banks were collapsing and interest rates were sky high. Most investors, they ran for the cover, but not Barry Sternlicht, the billionaire founder of Starwood Capital Group. Instead of waiting on the sidelines, he saw an opportunity. He bought distressed assets when others were afraid. He's created financing to acquire properties banks were desperate to unload. He took advantage of high interest rates by negotiating deals that made sense long-term. And while everyone else was paralyzed by fear, he was positioning himself for a fortune. Fast forward to today, Starwood Capital manages over $115 billion in assets, one of the biggest real estate investment firms in the world. And it all started by investing when others were too afraid to move. More of the story, don't fear interest rates. Use them to your advantage. Most people will run from expensive money. The wealthy, we know how to make expensive money work for us. These principles can help you build wealth beyond what you have ever imagined, but only if you're open to learning and applying them. I hope this helps. Take these principles, put them into action in your life and investments, and see the results for yourself.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.